We retired young in order to get rich. One of the advantages of retiring young is that we now had the free time to get rich. After retiring, our plan was to spend time investing and building businesses. Today, not only do we have substantial real estate holdings, we have built a publishing company, a mining company, a technology company, and an oil company. We also invest in the stock market. As Rich Dad often said, the problem with having a job is that it gets in the way of getting rich. Today, our income per year from our investments and businesses is in the millions and is climbing steadily, even after the stock market crashes. Everything is going according to plan. But most people have a plan to be poor. They say, when I retire, my income will go down. What they are saying is, I plan on working hard all my life, and then I will become poorer after I retire. That may have been an okay plan in the industrial age, but that is a very poor plan in the information age. Millions of workers are now counting on their retirement plans, plans such as a 401k, IRA, superannuation plans of Australia, RRSP plans of Canada, and other plans to be there when they retire. There is one tragic flaw in these information age retirement plans. The flaw is that most of these plans are indexed to the stock market, and as you may have noticed, stock markets go up and stock markets go down. It shocks me to realize that millions of hard-working people are now betting their financial future and their financial security on a stock market. What will happen to these workers if, for example, they are 85 years old and their retirement plan is wiped out, either by depletion, theft, or market crash? Are we going to say to them, get a job and begin saving for retirement? I believe we need to better educate and better prepare people for the information age, the age where we all need to know a lot more about money, the age where we all need to be more financially responsible and depend less on a company or the government to take care of us when our working days are over. Just look at the numbers. By the year 2010, the first of 75 million baby boomers will begin to retire. Over the years, let's say that each of these 75 million begins to collect just $1,000 per month from the promised government retirement plan they have contributed to, and another $1,000 per month from the financial markets. If my math is correct, 75 million times 1,000 comes to $75 billion per month from the government program, and another $75 billion from the financial markets. $75 billion per month coming out of the government and from the financial markets will have a dramatic impact on both institutions. Millions in America do not have a company retirement plan or personal retirement plan. What will they do? They are working hard today but have nothing set aside for tomorrow. For many baby boomers, time, our most important asset, is running out. If you want to retire young and retire rich, you need a better plan than these people do. In the real world, less than 5% of the U.S. population is rich because 95% of the population may want to be rich, but only 5% take any action. In my book and audio program, Rich Kid, Smart Kid, I talk about how our school system punishes kids for making mistakes. Yet if you look at how we learn from our mistakes. Most of us learn to ride a bicycle only by falling off a few times. We learn to walk by falling a few times. Then we get to school and we are taught not to fail. We are taught that people who fail are stupid people. I'm not saying that school is bad. In the information age, school and education are more important than ever before. I am saying that we need to overcome the fear of making mistakes, the fear of failing, and the fear of being embarrassed. If I had not learned this, I would not have been able to retire young and retire rich. As Rich Dad said to me years ago, getting rich begins with the right mindset, the right words, the right plan. After you have that, the action steps are easy. So why did David meet Goliath? Rich Dad's answer to this was, David met Goliath so he could meet the giant inside of himself. Without Goliath, David would never have become a giant of a man. Rich Dad used this story to inspire his son and me to become financial giants. In other words, instead of killing the giant, Rich Dad inspired us to become giants in our own way. This program is about becoming financially free. Kim and I achieved that freedom by acquiring or building assets, assets that worked hard so we did not have to work. Once we were free, we simply continued to build our portfolio of the three asset classes, business, paper assets, and real estate, into giant portfolios. We retired young and became richer and richer by using all the leverage we could to build these assets. Today, those assets produce more and more income while we work less and less. If you would like to do the same, this program is for you. It will assist you in finding your own financial freedom, freedom from the drudgery of earning a living. As I mentioned, the most powerful form of leverage is found in the power of our minds. If you want to retire young and retire rich, the first thing you must do is use the power of your brain to make you rich. When it comes to money, too many people use the power of their brain to make themselves poor. As Rich Dad said, "One big difference between the rich and the poor is that poor people say, 'I can't afford it,' more often than rich people." He also said, "In Sunday school I learned, and the word became flesh." Poor people use poor words, and poor words create poor people. Your words do become flesh. If you can change your words and your thoughts to those of the rich, retiring young and retiring rich will be easy.